to worship and adore the Lord our God.
Thank you for joining us for today's Pulpit Hour, a message from God's Word brought to you by The Preaching Channel. To listen to this message in its entirety again, to download it, or to choose from a variety of other messages, or to listen to preaching 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, log on to WGCRpreaching.net.
Let's look in your Bibles, book of 2 Samuel tonight, 2 Samuel chapter 16, and I do appreciate this opportunity. And good to see you here on a Tuesday night in the house of God. And I can't think of a better place to be than right here tonight and looking for what God's got for us. Amen. I appreciate all the good singing that ministers our heart and helps us. And we praise Him and we thank Him for it. 2 Samuel chapter 16, you will and able stand tonight. Now, I am going to read a lot of scripture tonight. I don't normally do that. I don't read a whole lot usually. But I'm going to look at an individual here that probably some know, some I'd say more don't know who he is. I kind of want to get him upon our mind and then look at some things in his life tonight as we preach our thought tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 16, and we find David is fleeing from his son Absalom when we come to this text. And verse number 5 is where we want to begin. The Bible says, and when King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gerai. He came forth and cursed him as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. Now I'm going to stop and read and say this. Every good preacher needs an Abishai. Amen. One that'll just stand, and he know the preacher can't fight, so he'll do the fighting for him. Amen. And I know David didn't let him, because the preacher keep good reins on him, but it sure don't hurt a thing to have a good Abishai in your church. Amen. Verse number 10, though, the Bible said, the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, hold my son, which came forth out of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Look over now in 2 Samuel 19 just a minute. 2 Samuel 19 and verse number 15 is where we'll begin reading. 2 Samuel 19 verse 15. The Bible said, now this is after David has defeated Absalom and his army, and Absalom's dead, he's returning back. And so the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gerai, Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there was 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gerai, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day say of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king? But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this, cause he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? Do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king swear unto him. Now look at 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2, I told you, I was going to read, I'll get some of you caught up on your Bible reading tonight. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse number 36. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 36. The Bible said, the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Kish, son of Micah, king of Gath. They told Shimei, saying, hold thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Kish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord? And protested unto thee, saying, no, for a certain on the day thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidest unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? Then the king said more to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, as I stand here tonight, I'm in desperate need of your touch. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would so move upon us and help us in delivering what you put upon my heart. Lord, open the ear and the heart of the listener. I pray for that that's lost here tonight. May the sweet Holy Ghost reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. May they repent and be saved. Help us as your people. Speak to us and direct us, I pray. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at 2 Samuel 19, verse 23, where I want to bring our thought from tonight, where the Bible said in that verse, therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die, and the king swear unto him. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, the Lord being my helper on this subject. What are you going to do with all that mercy? What are you going to do with all that mercy? If there's a man in the Bible that should have been put to death, it's Shimei. If there's a man that deserved to die, it was Shimei. But we find that the king had mercy on Shimei. Hey, I'm going to look at four things about this man tonight, and I'll be done. First of all, back in our first scripture we read in 2 Samuel 16, I noticed there the sinning of Shimei. We find as David is fleeing for his life that Shimei comes out and he cusses the king, and he casts stones at the king, and he casts stones at the servants of the king and the family of the king. He was against the king person. He hated the king. His heart's full of sin. Matter of fact, we read to you that his heart was privy to wickedness, and sin was abounding in his heart. He's a sinner. He hates God. He hates everything concerning God. And I want to say this to us tonight. That's how you and I were when we was lost. I wasn't a friend of God. I was the enemy of God. Amen. My heart was wicked. My heart was vile. My heart was wretched. Hey, I was lost without God, without hope in this world and the world to come. Hey, I got news. If you're not saved, you're in the same shape tonight. Hey, you say, but I'm young. I want to tell you something. All you got to do to go to hell is be lost. Amen. That's right. Hey, it don't matter how deep in sin or how morally, quote, morally good you are. Hey, if you're lost, you're headed out to a place that's called hell, and your only hope's Christ. Amen. Shimei was against the king. I'd say this, there's some of you here tonight saved. Well, you ain't always been saved. I don't know about you. I've heard some people testify, and they said, I've been saved all my life. No, you've not. You may have been saved most of your life, but you ain't been saved all of your life. There's a day I was as wretched as you can get. Now, somebody's going to say, I know your testimony. You was 10 years old when God saved you, and I was wretched. Amen. Yeah, there's no big sinners and little sinners. We're just sinners. Amen. We was on the broad way of destruction, headed there at a breakneck speed, and had not the God of heaven sent the good Holy Ghost our way, we had dropped off into hell. Amen. Hey, we are sinners by birth and sinners by choice. Amen. Hey, the longer you're alive, the worse you'll get. Amen. Oh, yes. But I'm going to tell you, the moral folk and the drunkards are going to the same hell. Amen. But some of you don't know who I am. I'm just an old-fashioned mountain preacher. And I preach what the Bible, hey, the Bible said all is sin and come short of the glory of God. There ain't no exemption in there. Amen. Oh, friend, old Shimei was against the king. I wanted nothing to do with the king. Hey, before I got saved, I didn't either. Now, I would tell you something, my mom and dad's here tonight, so they say this is right. I didn't ever tell mom I wasn't going to church. She killed me. Amen. And she wasn't raised with all this modern stuff. She just knew what the Bible taught. Amen. And we went to church every time the doors was open. But it wasn't in my heart. Amen. I wasn't interested in the things of God. But when, more matter of fact, that shouting crowd of heights used to terrify me. Before I got saved, they'd go to shouting. I'd try to hide. Yeah, I mean, it bothered me. And I'm going to tell you why. I felt like they were shouting because they knew it. Amen. Oh, yes. And they believed that the God of heaven was the only way you was getting out of hell. Amen. Oh, Shimei was against the king. And he cussed him and he cast stones at him. And by the way, I say this, he is against his servants too. You ever wonder why folk are against you in this world? They're against your God. Amen. This world hates our God and they hate us. If you think this world is a friend of God, you ain't never read the Bible. Amen. The world hates us. A few weeks ago, I was watching some things and I ran across one of these news commentator type shows, and this old fellow on there, he began to laugh at us. Make fun of us because we believed in the rapture. I mean, he made fun. He talked about how ignorant we were and all this other kind of stuff. He don't believe nothing. He's one of that crowd like Shimei. But I will say this, while he was saying that, I kind of went to shouting. Because Peter said that there'd be them scoffers and mockers in the last days. Where is the sign of his coming? I said, hallelujah, you just fulfilled it. Amen. That's right. Hey, the world does not like us because they don't like our God. Amen. We find that old Shimei, he's a sinner. He's against the king. But when we get over there in 2 Samuel 19, we find out the sparing of Shimei. Because when the king come back after Absalom's rebellion, old Shimei knew I'm in trouble. He's going to cut my head off. He could have done it when he left town. Amen. But he certainly is going to come get me now. And old Shimei runs. Where's David coming by? Where's the king coming from? And he goes down there where the king's at. And we find that he goes to confess him. He said, don't hold this against me. He said, I know I sinned. Boy, I tell you what, that's what I was doing the night I got saved. I don't know about you, but I can tell you this. I knew I was a sinner. I didn't know a lot of theology, but I knew enough to get saved. Amen. I couldn't even told y'all that fancy stuff, but I knew this. He is a Savior. I was a sinner. I was going to hell. And if I was going to miss hell, I had to go by him. Amen. We find old Shimei fell down. Said, I've sinned. And Abishai again said, he ought to be put to death. That's what the law says. Amen. This crowd think they're going to keep the Ten Commandments. That law ain't going to save you. That law is going to condemn you. All the law is given for is to show the holiness of God and the exceeding sinfulness of man. It cannot save you. The law of God said you are to be put to death. The law of God said you ought to go to hell. But oh, the king stepped up. He said, Abishai, you ain't a killing him. Oh, no, no, no. And he said to Shimei, you ain't dying today. Oh, I'm going to tell you that great old song of the faith, Amazing Grace. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, when I found out about Jesus, when he spoke to me one day, oh, fear gripped my heart. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I ought to go to hell. But oh, when I confessed that, he said, I forgive you. You're not going to die. Hey, I entered into a covenant with him. Based on the blood of Christ. Hey, and I got forgiven. Oh, do you remember when you got saved? Oh, I didn't know a whole lot, but I knew enough to get in. I know this. Brother Whittemore, the night as a 10-year-old boy in that house up in the Beacon Village. Oh, that night I bowed down. I mean under conviction. I wasn't laughing and popping bubble gum. I was afraid I was about to drop into hell. And I bowed down under such a load. I didn't know it was guilt. I didn't know that. I was so loaded down. And I bowed and I confessed and I called on him. At night I felt something come off of me. And then I felt something come in me. I found out later it wasn't it, but it was a person. Amen. And what come off of me was that guilt. I wasn't condemned anymore. I was forgiven. My sins is washed away. I was a child of God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling the Holy Ghost, I took up his residence in me. Oh, yeah. I got spared. I ought to be in hell. I'll just be honest with you, I ought to be in hell even since he saved me. I ain't perfect. I've not arrived and you ain't neither. And it's what they sung now. The only way I'm getting to heaven is because he sees me through the blood of Christ. You try to go with something else, it won't work. Amen. You're going to have to get under the blood. Have your sins washed away. Hey, I'm glad you can be spared. I'm amazed that he saved me. I am more amazed tonight than it was 41 years ago when it happened. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, to know. And I've been like a kid on Christmas morning for 41 years. I thought I got a gift. I thought it'd be one. But I found out it had more gifts inside the gift. I didn't know I saved forever when I got saved that night. I found out later that happened. I didn't know that night that I was justified. And that's a decree of God himself. And only he can declare you justified. I found out I've been justified. I found out the Holy Ghost moved inside of me that night. I found out I'm going to live as long as God lives. I found out he's a freedom that's sticking closer than a brother. I found out that his promises are true. I'm telling you, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Amen. He spared me that night. Oh, yes, I should have dropped into hell, but he spared me. And he spared you if you saved. You remember that day, that night? Hey, some of you been saved a while, but ain't it amazing your mind can go back as quick to that very spot, that very moment? Oh, yes, when God forgave you and saved you by his grace. Now, I'm going to say something that unnerves independent Baptists. But it's the truth. I didn't know when I got saved that night, I was supposed to write the date down. So I didn't. So I cannot tell you a date on the calendar. The closest I can get is the spring of 1980. That's as close as I can get. I know some say you got to. I don't know that. I didn't know you're supposed to remember that. I was too worried about going to hell that night to worry what the date was on the calendar. Amen. And I had a preacher friend the same shape I am. He said it tore him up for a while. He thought, Lord, he got more in his yard one day on a riding mower. Got to crying and praying, asking God, said, Lord, surely one of them granny women down at the church, one of my Sunday school, surely they wrote the date down for me and I could find out what date it is. And he said, the Holy Ghost said this, I got one better than that. He said, I was there when it got wrote in the book. He said, I went to praying to shout, amen. Oh, yes. Hey, I'm glad that I got born again. He spared me. I'm a child of God tonight. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. Hey, I'm glad there's forgiveness in Christ. Amen. We find tonight Shimei was a sinner, but Shimei was spared. And only the king can spare your life. They ain't a preacher. They ain't a deacon. They ain't a church member. I'm glad the Baptists didn't have to vote on whether I got saved or not. Because some like me and some don't like me. Amen. You preach the word for 36 years, they don't care much about you neither. Amen. Oh, but hey, he done that himself. Amen. Somebody asked one time, preacher, why don't you reckon the sun get the shine from noon to the rest of the afternoon at Calvary that day? Because there's a private transaction happening. There's a transaction between the Father and the Son that other eyes could not see. He put everybody else in the dark. Amen. And it was settled. Amen. And he accepted that blood of his own begotten Son. Amen. Oh, I'm glad for forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ. Is that not what we learned in Ephesians 1 and the Colossians 1, chapter 1? Is that not right? Through the blood, the forgiveness of sin. Amen. Oh, we see the sparing of Shimei. Oh, I want to tell you, it's been the best 41 years of my life. I'm not mad about being saved. I'm not sad about it neither. Somebody, how people said all the time, preacher, you just go to the pulpit and explode. That's right. Because I'm glad I'm not going to hell. Amen. I'm glad that all my, not some of them, but all my sin has been washed. They're gone. Amen. Now I'm going to say, now don't get mad at me what I'm about to say. I'll shout with you and you say, all my sins are in the depths of the sea. I'll shout with you on that. But that's Old Testament. I'll shout about when you say, well, they're behind this back. I'll shout with you on that, but that's Old Testament. Hey, been in a bag, preacher. That's good, but that's Old Testament. I like what John had to say about it as he's baptizing in the Jordan. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. My sins are gone, never to be remembered against me again. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's good that God spared our life. Amen. Hey, 41 years. But I want to say this, and I'm moving on with my message. I see also, number three, in 1 Kings 2, I see the straying of Shimei. Now remember, he's been spared. When you get 1 Kings 2, now Solomon's the king. And David warned him about Shimei. Okay? And Solomon said this, you build your house in Jerusalem. By the way, if you don't know what Jerusalem is, it's the city of peace. Ain't that a good place to just live? Somebody said, you must feel saved every day. No, I don't. Mm-mm. Some days I feel pretty bad. But I know I am saved. Because I'm in the city of peace. I'm getting blessed way down inside. I'm about to lose it. Amen. Oh, I've got peace like a river flooding through my... I may get on this point in a minute, may not, and that's okay. But I'm telling you, the city of peace. That's right. He said, build your house right. Don't you go nowhere. You go out of the cities, you're in trouble. You're going to die. Now, hear me now. He said, you stay right here. There's safety. There's safety. There's a lot of folk think we got too many rules. Do you notice that? Why, y'all just want to just put everybody in bondage. I'm not in bondage. I'm free. Amen. I will word it like this. I'm not free to do what I want, but I'm free to be able to enjoy God and what he done for me. Is that all right? That's right. Somebody said, if I believe what you did, I just go live in your way. You probably ain't saved. I ain't never thought that. Amen. I'm just glad that he saved me. Amen. Hey, there he said, you dwell, build you a house, stay in Jerusalem, that city of peace. Stay right there, Shimei, because if you get outside the city, there's going to be judgment. And can I tell you something? Hebrews 12 is still in our Bible. And he said, if you're without chastisement, we're all are partakers. Is that right? That means every child of God. If we do wrong, he's going to deal with us. He said, if you're without chastisement, you're a bastard and not a son. That's what the Bible said. Now, there people get upset and you get saying words like that. I don't tell you, that's a Bible word. God ain't your daddy. That's all that means. Amen. Hey, if you can sin and get by, you're not his. I've been took to the woodshed more than once. Amen. I go to get out of line. He said, whoa. Amen. That little old lady right there. She ain't big, but she make a boy walk a straight line. She run our house by switch. You know, all these people thrill having control of the home by the iPhone. Something she run her by switch for every iPhone come around. But it wasn't a light switch. Here's a hickory. Amen. Now she'd tell me, stop. I had any sense to stop. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. Amen. Now, if she ever called me by my full name, that's drawing a line in the sand. That's it. There wasn't going to be no more talking. That's it. There's a line. Stop. If I stepped over it, mama didn't pick no hickory up to shake it and say something. No. Me and her danced. We hickory dance. You ever done that? They jerk you up by one arm and spin you around whooping you. I was repenting before I ever got saved. I was a hollering at mama, I won't do it no more. I won't do it no more. And she's a hollering back, I know you won't. That's right. Amen. Oh, I knew there's a lot. I had to stop. You know, that's what Solomon told Shimei. If you'll stay in this city, you're all right. We've been reading through the Bible as a church family, and we just read about some cities of refuge today. And as I was reading that, I thought about this. He said, if you'll stay in the city till the high priest dies, you're safe. But if you get out of that city, that slayer of blood's going to come get you. There's going to be judgment, in other words. Now, I don't say something. There's some people hear me preach like that. They say, oh, you believe you can lose it. No, no, no. He's going to correct you. But he going to, it's judgment. Amen. I mean, you're going to get a whooping. Not a whipping, but a whooping. Made a big difference. And if you don't know the difference, you ain't never had a whooping. Amen. Oh, we find old Shimei, he did good for 3 years. Do you know something? I read that. 3 years. He did good. And by the way, what he did, far looking at it, wasn't really all that bad. He just went to go get something that was his. That's what he did. You listening to me? But he wasn't supposed to leave. And I want to tell us something. They're saved. We're free. We're saved. I'm going to tell you, we get out of line, he's going to deal with us. Hey, it behoove us while he's speaking to us to do something. You ever had him speak to you? Sometimes, hey, you know you've been doing wrong. An event take place and boy, to get you, say, oh, this come because God's trying to get my attention. God's trying to get my attention. And man, we kind of straighten back up, but then all of a sudden you find yourself adrifting again. Amen. I'm going to tell you, keep going down that route. You get out of the hedge.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Get out of that area, those boundaries, and judgment will come.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. They ain't much preaching on that much no more, are they? You hear very little. Everybody wants to hear all this stuff. You're a better you. Every day's Friday. Well, I think every day's Monday myself. Amen. Oh, meter by meter, life grows sweeter. Maybe on your block, but not my block. Amen. Hey, they want you to feel warm and fuzzy every time you go to church. Just give you sugar all the time. You become a spiritual diabetic living on spiritual sugar. That's right. You're going to be in trouble more than you know. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad for men of God to just open that Bible. Whatever the text, preach it like it is to us, just like we are. We'll not back up, won't compromise, but it'll warn us what God has said in this book. Hey, and by the way, the reason a preacher will preach like that is because he loves you. A preacher that won't tell you the truth, he don't love you. Amen. Oh, and Shimei was warned. And God had to put a stop to it. That's what happens in our life. He'll put a stop, just like Solomon did in the life of Shimei. I've known people that I believe got born again, served God. I know a young man. I pastored him twice. He got saved as a young boy, and I mean got born again. And he got so much salvation, he got the witness in that school. He got witnessing so much, and you listen to me, that the teacher called a parent-teacher meeting on him. And when the parents come in and said, you're going to have to tell your kid, he's going to have to quit witnessing these kids in this class. He said, it's tearing their nerves up. They ought to thank God their nerves is getting taught, and somebody's telling them about getting born again. He is such a witness. That happened to him. But somewhere in his late part of high school, he got to getting out of them boundaries. He got running the wrong crowd. And he died about 21 years old. I'm going to tell you something. People don't believe none of that no more. They, oh, preacher, you're just trying to scare people. I wish I could scare you. You can't scare this generation. You ain't got enough horror stories. They fed so much on Hollywood and all the things this world. You can't scare this generation. But I am going to tell you that's true. God will put a stop to your running. You know, even put a stop to Jacob's running. Jacob run every day of his life to Jabez that night when God got to wrestling with him. And he stopped his running. Everything come up in Jacob's life, he'd run. And God said, you ain't running no more. And he just hauled it on his hip, the rest of it just hobbling around. Why? God touched him. God put a stop to it.
Amen.
Now, listen, I know this simple preaching, But I'm trying to tell those who are lost, you need to get born again. And those of us say, we need to stay close to the shepherd. Amen. We need to make sure that we ain't trying to see how close to the world we can get. Everybody wants to be an arm's length from the world anymore. But they don't realize the world's getting worse, so you're moving with them. Amen. Well, we ought to be seeing how close to the Lord we can be getting. Can I ask you something? I'm about done. How long has it been since you've seen anybody get so saved that, man, they just saw how close they could get to Jesus? I remember that used to happen, don't you? I mean, buddy, they didn't let nothing get in their way. They won't get as close to the Lord as they could get and walk with Him every day. People talk, boy, I like old sister so-and-so. She got the Spirit of God on. She shouts. Got that brother so-and-so got the Spirit of God. Got, and he shouts. Boy, he got victory. If you'd walk with the Lord like sister so-and-so does and brother so-and-so, you'd have the same victory. But as long as you're trying to live on the outskirts, there ain't much victory out yonder. Amen? Hey, I'm just asking this question to you. What are you going to do with all that mercy? Shimei's given mercy. But after all that, he stepped over it. Huh? What are you going to do with all that mercy? Do you realize it's mercy that we made it to church tonight? It's mercy that our hearts are still beating. It's mercy that we would even want to be here tonight. Amen. It's mercy that he has spoken to us in this place tonight. I have felt his presence. Boy, the singing, boy, on the inside of me, the Holy Ghost got to jumping up and down. They got singing about, and I began to rejoice in my heart. Amen. While I've been a preacher, he's been a jumping up and down inside of me. Amen. Oh, yes. But hey, we're going to step over that mercy. I don't want to step over mercy. I don't want to trample mercy. Boy, I'm glad for mercy. I have never, and as long as I keep my right mind, I won't. I have never got down and prayed and said, Lord, I want justice. Mm-mm. I have never asked for justice. I've never asked for my rights. Justice and my rights had put me in hell. You see, mercy is not getting what you do deserve. That's mercy. Not getting what you do deserve. And he gave us mercy. I didn't go that night as a sinner saying, God, give me justice. I said, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I'm going to be honest, I ain't always walked with him like I ought to. Boy, there have been times in my heart I've got so cold and I've let myself get away from him, get a guilty distance from him, and him a working on me and a whooping me and a trying to get me back in fellowship. But I'm glad he kept giving me mercy. Amen. Kept giving me mercy. What are you going to do with all that mercy? God granted you mercy. Amen. Now what are you going to do with it? I tell you what I want to do. I want to tell others, no, there's mercy in the Lord. Amen. I thought about this and I'm done. Listen to me. The world will not forgive you of nothing. We are seeing it more in the last few years than ever before. You could have done something when you was 10 years old and it come out in the news, they're going to crucify you over it. You've changed. You're not the same you were. This world won't forgive you. No. The only one you'll find forgiveness in the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's a granting mercy. He's a giving mercy. Hey, reason we ain't consumed, what did the writer say in Lamentation? Because his mercy's what? New. Aren't you glad you got up today and God said, here's mercy. Here's another day of mercy. Amen. Amen. Come up the road today and God here said, there's another load of mercy, son. Give you some more mercy. Oh, I'm glad for mercy. We'd all be in trouble if it wasn't for the mercy of the Lord.
Just love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new.
Thank you for joining us for today's Pulpit Hour, brought to you by The Preaching Channel. To listen to this message once again in its entirety, for a free download of this message or a variety of any other messages, or to listen to preaching 24 hours a day, you can visit the Preaching Channel at WGCRpreaching.net. If you don't have download capabilities, feel free to call and order a CD copy of today's message at 828-884-9427.